Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
It won't happen if you don't say it. God can't do it. He can't watch over His word if you don't speak it. Say to the wind, say to those bones, rise up. Say to a dead pancreas, say to a bank balance that's got nothing in it. Say to children that are off the chain, say it to them, say to the mountain, speak to the mountain. If you don't speak it, God can't do it. And stop speaking to everything that's possible in human terms. Start speaking to the impossible realm. Get a bigger vision. Get a bigger goal. Get a better destiny. Go all the way with God. He wants you to. Amen. Romans 4:17, as it is written, I've made you the father of many nations. He's talking to Abraham. He was appointed our father in the sight of God in whom he believed. In whom he believed. He believed God. Who gives life to the dead and speaks. Everyone say speaks. Speaks. To the non or of the non-existent things that he has foretold and promised. Yeah. See, this is the Amplified Classic version. I know the other one says in the King James, and it says, call those things that are not as though they were. But I wanted to break this down so you can see it with the Amplified. He says, who gives life to the dead. And listen, that could be a dead bank account. Could be a dead situation where you can't get work. Could be a business of yours that's going dead. It could be a dead, like I say before, something in your body. He gives life to it. He will bring life to it. He will make you see perfectly well without glasses. He brings life. Okay, watch out. Who gives life to the dead and speaks of the non-existent things that he has foretold and promised as if they already existed. Amen. Now, when you do that in the natural realm, in front of friends that don't know what you're doing, they think you're nuts, but you know what you're doing. Amen. Come on. When you say it that way, they'll think you're nuts if they don't know what you're doing, but you know what you're doing, they'll laugh you to scorn, but you'll be laughing on the other side. Amen. Come on. Are you getting this? Oh, hallelujah. Okay. So, if you can see it on the inside of you and you speak it, God watches over it to perform it. You remember the man, and I'm so off my notes, but remember the man, and I love it. It means the Holy Ghost doing some work here. Remember the man, he laid down at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years crippled. Right? 38 years a crippled man. And I know people were talking about that this morning. I've just got it in my spirit. 38 years, longer than Jesus had been alive in the earth. Jesus lived not past 33. This man had been lying 38 years there. And Jesus walks in and says to him, do you want to be healed? He says, yeah, I do. But there's no man to put me in the water. What's he doing? He's looking which way? Linear. He's looking linear. He's looking outside of himself. Come on now. He's looking outside. And God says, don't be looking outside. Where's heaven? The kingdom of God is where? Within you. God wants to flip this whole coin right now. Stop looking outside for assistance and start looking inside. This man was looking outside for someone to help him. That means I need the government to help me. I need this person to give me a raise. I need that person to make me better. And you're looking outside of you rather than inside. And that's why they could say to Jesus, oh physician, heal yourself. Remember that? We're going to look inside. We get the whole of heaven working from the inside of us, and we produce things out of our manufacturing spirit. We've got a spirit that can manufacture into existence the things that the eye cannot see. That's why it says, don't look at the things that you can see. Look at the things that you can't see. Because the things that you can see are temporary. But the things that you cannot see in the spiritual realm are eternal. You can get healing, eternal healing. Amen. Amen. So Joseph saw himself feeding the nation. Remember the dream? I see me and all this. He didn't know exactly what it meant at that time, but eventually got the revelation, even sitting in the jail for 13 years, being accused of wrongdoing, etc. Amen. And so he could see him feeding the nation. And not only did he feed the nation, he fed the nations that came to him of the world. And that's why with God, God says, you've got so much inside of you, I'll put more inside of you so that you can feed the others. Not just you, how about everyone else? Did he not say to Abraham, I will make you a blessing so you can be a blessing to the nations? Amen. This folks, is word of faith. And God wants to change you from the inside, from the outside in to the inside out. He wants you to change from the outside in. How much can I get? How much will the bank give me? How's the doctor going to handle this? What is the economy doing? What is the president doing? What is the prime minister doing? How are we going to do it if we can't? I see my account. I see Doge going down. I see Bitcoin not climbing up anymore. And I'm looking on the outside to get inside instead of looking on the inside and getting it outside where you can use it. Amen. Come on, you need to get a hold of this. There's a picture right there from the inside out. And so why from the inside out? Why does God want us to do it from the inside out? Because Jesus himself told us to wait for something. He said, wait for something. Now, let me tell you something about waiting. We don't like waiting. If I don't get my Big Mac in 30 seconds, I want it for free. My microphone's only 1,000 megawatts or whatever I want, and there's 10,000. So I can warm my food up and cook my food in half the time. Don't show me a line at Walmart. Oh, Lord Jesus. And when they ran out of gas, oh, my God. I had to drive to three places and wait in the last place. I don't like waiting. Amen. How many people like to wait? How many of you have prayed for patience? Seriously, you want patience. Why? Because I don't like to wait. I want what I want when I want it. Sounds like the movie, mine, 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 gimme, 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 gimme. Remember, you've got no more in your mouth. What do they call it? Passy. The passy's taken out. So stop saying mine, 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 when, why. Unwrap the diaper. Put on your big boy pants. Amen. Amen. We don't like to wait. When you make me wait, now he says, you've got to go and wait for something. And look what he says in Acts 1:8. But you shall receive, what will you receive? Power. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Yes. Wow. And then you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and to the end of the earth. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to the end of the earth. And remember, there was no persecution in Jerusalem at the time against the Christians. They would have just huddled there for the rest of their lives. So the persecution got them to spread out. And they all started going around the world. Amen. And that's how they witnessed. They witnessed. Now, on Wednesdays, I'm doing the book of Acts. You need to come. It's really a powerful thing, and see what happened. So there were 120 of them in the upper room, and they're waiting for 10 days after Jesus ascended. So it's 40 days after his resurrection, another 10 days after his ascension, and they're waiting. Jesus says to them, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. How many of you want power? Are you born again? You're part of the church. You are the church. You got the power. And not just normal power, you got dunamis power. Dunamis means explosive. It's a dunamis power. It's explosive. That's why it came in such an explosive manner. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay. So they waited and waited. And then 40 days after the resurrection, boom. Acts 2, verse 1. Watch here. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing, mighty wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Amen. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. No one's exempt. God's not a respecter of people. Come on. You're a girl. I'm not giving you two. You can't take the fire. I'm going to put on him. You try to tell Catherine Kuhlman that. And people like Amy Simple McPherson, amen? And Joyce Meyer, she slapped you down. Amen? God is not a respecter of people. That means he doesn't put something on me or anyone else that you know that's being blessed, and he won't do the same for you. He'll do the same for you that he did for Billy Graham. He'll do the same for you that he did for the Apostle Paul. He'll do the same for you that he'll do for anybody. He will bless you. He'll heal you. He'll protect you. He'll direct you. He'll guide you. Amen. God is not a respecter of persons. And a cloven tongue of fire sat upon each of them, and they were all filled. Everyone say filled. Filled. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that? I mean, you're in this room, and all of a sudden, fire and noise and craziness, and you feel this power, and the Holy Spirit comes on you. And all of a sudden, from being wimpy and scared and denying Jesus and running from Jesus, all of a sudden, you now walk out into the open town square. And they weren't in the upper room when they spoke to the people, because 3,000 people that got saved could not have been in the upper room. Amen. Not in the area, because it was small areas. They were in the, I'm telling you, the courtyard of the temple. And there must have been more than 3,000, remember, because if 3,000 got saved, there probably were a whole lot more than just the 3,000. And it was added to the church daily thereafter. Something supernatural happened. And that was the power of the Holy Ghost. The beginning of the church age. The right now where we're living, the era of grace in the church and power with the church is now. And then the book of Acts explodes. It explodes. It's the most vibrant, most dynamic book in the Bible after the Gospels, because the Gospels are Jesus. Amen. But when you look in the book of Acts, oh my Lord, and you see people getting saved and people getting healed and demons being cast out of Simon the sorcerer and people going blind, couldn't see. And oh my God, what happened there? It's the most vibrant of books, the book of Acts. Revisit it. Well, come on Wednesdays. We're doing the book of Acts. And it's fun. We had a great time last Wednesday. Amen. And so what came when the Holy Spirit came? Power. Power. How God Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Right? Dunamis. And Jesus could then say to you and me, what I'm doing, you're going to do as well. Why could he say that? Because the same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me. The same power that did the miracles for Jesus will do them for me. Hello. I mean, we either believe the Bible or we don't.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Godfrey Electric Incorporated is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving Martin, St. Lucie, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric Incorporated specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric Incorporated is an underwriter of the WCNO ministry and is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or by phone at 561-8000.